Muskegon's campaign, Watch Muskegon, continues full steam ahead. We catch up with the experts sharing their vision and hopes for the future. Up first, Carla Flanders from the Chamber. Do a 101 again regarding this Watch Muskegon opportunity.
Yes, we're thrilled with what is happening here in Muskegon County with what Watch Muskegon has brought to us. I think it's bringing a renewed sense of purpose within our community and an invigoration. We're noticing this in our numbers of tourism. Our tourism numbers are up this year. Investments are on the rise. Unemployment is right where it needs to be. And we have done a perception research study, and we're finding that the use of this Watch Muskegon campaign is really making an impact.
The Chamber has been a strong arm with all of this, and you are available to assist the businesses that do want to invest in your own backyard?
Absolutely. We work with each of the communities that have the opportunities where businesses could be expanding or creating a new business in itself or relocating, and we make great strides to make sure that they're looking at Muskegon County as that place to be for business growth.
Tell me about some of the future projects that we should be excited for.
Well, there are so many. It's hard to know where to start, but, you know, we always encourage people to literally physically come down to downtown Muskegon, and you can see all of those projects just popping up everywhere in the downtown area. We're out at the lake house right now on the water, and right behind here is our Terrace Point Landing, which is a housing development. If we look across the street the other way, there are businesses and buildings going up all around downtown. We had mentioned earlier about Windward Point and the Sappy property and the redevelopment of that area as well. So it's kind of all around us, and it's just really exciting time to be in Muskegon.
I think you're like drinking more beer and attending more festivals. I know here we are the last week of August. You just had the Shoreline Jazz Festival. I know you're preparing for the Irish Festival and more.
Oh, Irish Festival is a phenomenal festival. We're so excited for that. That takes over Heritage Landing the 14th, 15th, and 16th, I believe, of September, and it is nationally recognized. They get artists in from Ireland and all over the country to perform in this, and we're so thrilled with everything that's been happening in Muskegon.
You celebrate all four seasons, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, we do. We do. And we're actually, my favorite season is the fall. And so we look forward to the fall with the leaves changing and the bike paths that we have here in Muskegon. And winter is just as magical with the winter sports complex and the luge, one of the only two winter luges in the in the country. So we've got a lot to brag about here.
Which boat is yours?
Yeah, I know. I wish. I'd like that one right there.
Carla, how do we find out more information? How can your community help you reach these goals and more?
Well, you can certainly find out information at watchmuskegon.com. If you are coming to visit, please go to visitmuskegon.com. Or if you're a business, muskegon.org will take you there.
Frank Peterson, City Manager, Muskegon.
All right, here we are celebrating this campaign. What? Watch Muskegon go? How are you going?
Yeah, it's Watch Muskegon or Watch Us Go. And really the campaign, and we think we've done a pretty good job of educating people on what the campaign is, but it's really all about identifying and celebrating that which makes Muskegon great, you know, and making sure that people see what it is, make sure that they recognize what it is, and then make sure that we as community leaders and members of the community recognize where we need to improve and how we can improve.
Here we are on the beautiful banks of your, what is it, the lake house. There's a tall building here. Oh, she's doing a little cleaning. Look at the yachts in your own backyard. How's it feel?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty special place here in Muskegon, and a lot of times people forget how special it is. But we have almost 6 miles of shoreline on Muskegon Lake and 2.5 miles on Lake Michigan, and there aren't many communities in the state that can boast that. And when you have that, you can do a lot of pretty neat things and make people feel pretty special.
Let's talk about some of the projects you're working on.
Sure. So we just announced a convention center project, which we think will be pretty good, and about $15 million project to build a convention center itself, which we think will leverage a number of millions of dollars more in investment in the Holiday Inn and probably up and down Western Avenue, really, and then also probably a significant amount of investment in the L.C. Walker Arena as well, too. But there are a number of projects downtown. When you add them all up throughout the region, we think that there's about $1 billion worth of projects that are either on the proposal sheets, they're under construction, or they're just finishing construction. And that's pretty big for a community our size.
You're big about this quality of life. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we firmly believe that the one thing that sets a great community apart from other communities is the quality of life that they offer. And we think that there are a number of things that Muskegon does to offer great quality of life to people, but we think there are a number of things that we could do better. And so there's a big focus at the city commission level to identify what the tenets of quality of life are and make sure every decision that we make focuses on improving quality of life in one way or another. And for some people, job creation is a very important quality of life factor. But for other people, volunteer opportunities or parks and recreation or you name them. And so the idea is once we get to a point where most people consider Muskegon to be a very high quality of life, then a lot of everything else will just happen more naturally. Investment will happen naturally. People moving here will happen naturally. All the things that we work hard to make happen now will happen very, very naturally.
I understand there's a cruise ship in town, a trolley is going by. Again, you've got the slips full of boats preparing for a weekend. How can the community help you reach your goals?
Yeah, well, one thing they can do is help us understand what things are important to them from a quality of life standpoint. But also they can kind of help us also by doing their own part, making sure that they're not negative about the things that are happening in Muskegon and more positive and more open-minded about the good things that happen here and celebrate those good things as well. But at the same time, the key for us is working together and showing that we're on the same team. And that was one of the big pushes behind Watch Muskegon, and you see so much apparel and yard signs and bumper stickers. And it was designed so that when you saw somebody with a Watch Muskegon shirt or Watch Muskegon sticker, the point was that they already got it. They already got the message, and they're already on the team. And so it allows us to identify who's already on our team, who's already working to that end goal of making Muskegon a better place.
Do a 101 again regarding this Watch Muskegon opportunity.
Yes, we're thrilled with what is happening here in Muskegon County with what Watch Muskegon has brought to us. I think it's bringing a renewed sense of purpose within our community and an invigoration. We're noticing this in our numbers of tourism. Our tourism numbers are up this year. Investments are on the rise. Unemployment is right where it needs to be.
Again, a great interview with those on behalf of Muskegon, Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce, doing great things, beginning and ending with Carla Flanders, Muskegon.org for more information. Goodness gracious, they have certainly their pulse on the planet. Also had a great conversation with the mayor of Norton Shores.
Gary Nealon, mayor of the city of Norton Shores.
All right. You're all in this game of watching Muskegon do its thing. It's all a family here, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to sink or swim together. So, and there's no border check when you cross from Norton Shores to Roosevelt Park to Muskegon or Muskegon Heights. So we're all in this together for sure.
Great. Go ahead and brag on Norton Shores. Let's start there.
Yeah, Norton Shores, a relatively young city. Next year's our 50th anniversary as a city. Old township, so we're 24 and a half square miles. Probably the, it's the largest city from a tax base. The SEV, it's about 25,000 people population, mostly residential, but it's a good planned community. We've got industrial parks and we've got a lot of residential and a lot of retail. So
tell us how your partnership is with the city of Muskegon and this campaign.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, the committee is, made up of members of the community from all over. And I've been proud to be a part of it. Born and raised here. So it's a great thing to talk about. And, the, the downtown Muskegon is everyone's downtown. So, I mean, the Norton Shores residents, North Muskegon residents, white, whatever, come here for Symphony and the Art Museum and all the great restaurants and stuff that we have downtown. So it's everyone's downtown. So we're all, this benefits everybody. You know, if they want to live somewhere and then come down here, you know, no one cares where they're living.
What projects are you excited about?
I'm excited to just see the continued, you know, reemergence of downtown. I'm also excited to see that there's some movement in Norton Shores to some empty big box stores and, you know, how the brick and mortar businesses have been adversely affected. So we're excited to see that maybe some of those buildings are going to start to get repurposed and used. And so I just think it's I just love the fact that people are discovering Muskegon, maybe discovering it again and not realizing just how beautiful it is and all the great amenities we have to offer.
I always like to ask, how can the community help both Norton Shores and the grand city of Muskegon?
Well, I think the residents, I mean, it's really sometimes we're our own worst enemy and the fact that we take everything for granted. And I've said to my wife numerous times, if we were to drive Beet Street down to Pier Marquette, if we were in Maui, let's say, and you pull around the corner and you see that beautiful Lake Michigan, if it were the ocean, we'd stop the car, get the kids out, line everybody up, take a picture. And I think here people just have to realize how wonderful it is and promote it to not only ourselves, but then to the greater community, the greater state.
And again, Watch Muskegon, it's the campaign. Thanks to Carla and Frank and your mayor of Norton Shores for the conversation with the roving microphones.